not scripture says greater is he. That's what? That's in me. That he. That's what? That's in the world. You were destined and designed to be great because the greater one is on the inside of you. I think I better say that one again. You were destined and designed to be great because of the greater one who resides in you. Are you hearing me? One of the amazing things that baffles the angels. The angels are amazed and baffled, saying, what is man that you are so mindful of him, God? What is that about man? And one of the things that's so amazing is that God decides to take his abode in the heart of man, and we become these earthen vessels embodied by God's presence. Everybody say amazing. That's why you were born again, to be amazing, because the amazing God decided to reside in you when you accepted Christ as your Savior. Turn to somebody and say, be prepared and get ready to be amazing, because the amazing one is in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anointing was number three. Number four, and I'm coming home. Stay. The word stay. So again, recognize, grow, anointing. And now the word stay. What am I saying about stay? Well, if you're going to be amazing, then you've got to stay motivated. You've got to stay inspired. Are you hearing me? Dr. Mike Murdoch says, he says, it's not God's responsibility to motivate you. Did you all hear me? He says, it's not God's responsibility to motivate you. It's not up to God. It's not up to God to motivate you. It's not up to God to inspire you. He doesn't have to do that. He already did everything he needed to do by sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for you. That should be motivation enough. But he says, you are responsible for motivating yourself. Mogul motivator, an entrepreneur, Lene Javit, she was on Facebook and she says, she was doing her Facebook Live. I had her on as one of my guests as an entrepreneur to talking about some of the things that she does to keep her business going and growing. And one of the things that she was saying as she did her Facebook Live, she says, build a playlist. Create an inspirational, motivational playlist of songs so that you listen to, when you listen to it, it motivates you. And she started playing her song. She says, these are my Monday morning songs. These are the songs that I play every Monday morning. Why? Because so many times when we wake up, we go, we got this, oh, it's Monday type attitude. Oh, it's Monday. Oh, I like E.T., the hip-hop preacher. He gets up and he says, thank God it's Monday. Thank God. He said, come on, bring it from the bottom real loud. Thank God it's Monday. Why? Because it's a day that you start off with motivation. You start off with an intentional desire to motivate yourself. Stay motivated. Stay inspired. I was telling someone to say, you know, read something inspirational every day. What are you reading every day? What is the last thing that you have read that was inspirational? Think about it. What is the last thing that you have read that's inspirational? The top motivators, what they do is that they read things every day that's going to inspire them and motivate them every day. That's why they're at the top of their game. Because when challenges hit them, there's something that's ringing in the back of their mind about what someone else said, about how they can overcome, about how they can achieve, how they can do it. They've got some stories of others that have accomplished and overcome. I was there listening to the story of Fred Ebb. Fred Hammond. And I know the gospel great Grammy artist, Fred Hammond. His mother bought him a bass when he was a young boy. And he would go to church and he would play his bass with his little amplifier. And they would laugh at him. They would call him one note Fred. Why? Because he would just play that one note over and over and over again. And he came home one day after they were laughing at him. He came home and put his bass up and he says, "I'm not, Mom, I'm not playing anymore. I can't. They laughed at me, Mom. They talked about me. They called me names. They called me one note Fred. They laughed at me, Mom." His mother, you got to understand this about, you got to have, sometimes you got to have right people around you that can look you right in the eye and say, in spite of what people say, in spite of what people say to you, in spite of how people may laugh at you, let me tell you what you got on the inside of you, boy. She says, let me tell you what's on the inside of you. You pick that bass back up and you go and play and you keep playing that one note and you still, until you start developing better skills and better ability, you keep working hard at it. And guess what? He's now the one, the most sought after, worldwide known gospel producer and songwriter. The Winans picked him up to play bass for him when he once was a one note bass player. The Winans picked him up and said, come play for us. When you understand your difference and when you have a desire to be great, you don't allow the attitudes and the opinions of other people to shape your future. Amen. Amen. Are you? I got to ask you the question. Have you allowed someone else to come along and speak doubt, speak negativity, and let you think and make you feel little about yourself and make you feel little about your talent to the point now where you don't even want to go back and try anymore? Anybody been there? I've been there. I've been there. One of the things God had to kind of remind me of is he had to kind of remind me and bring me back to the places to say, to understand that it's not what people think. Are you hearing me? Amen. It's not about what people think. Let me just say it like this, and say this with me. Say, your opinion about me really doesn't matter. Your opinion about me really doesn't matter. I've got this picture of a little cat, and you might have heard me say this, little cat looking in the mirror, and the reflection in the mirror is a picture of a lion. It says it's not about what others think, but it's about what you think about you. What do you think about you? I really got to ask you this question. What do you think about you? Are you selling yourself short? Are you short-circuiting yourself because you think that you can't? You heard me mention Les Brown. Les Brown, as he was a youngster, teacher called him up. He was a twin. He was adopted. And as he went to his brother's classroom, the teacher called him up to the board and said, young man, come up and work out this problem. And he says, I can't do that, sir. I can't. And he says, why? He says, because I'm not your student, sir. I'm not in this class. He says, that's not a concern. Get up here and work out this problem. And Les says, as a young boy, he says, I can't, sir. I can't. And he says, well, why not? And the kids start laughing in the crowd and in the classroom. And they said, Mr. whatever his name is, he said, that's Leslie. That's not Wesley. He's the dumb twin. He's the DT. He's the dumb twin. And everybody's laughing. And he says to the teacher, he says, I can't, sir, because I'm educable retarded. That was a label that they gave him. He was educable retarded. He says, I can't. And the teacher stepped from behind his desk and he looked at me, pointed at him. He says, don't you let anybody's opinion tell you and shape you to be what you're not. Don't you let anybody's opinion dictate your future. He went on to start to pursue and listen to Norman Vincent Peale and all these other Wayne Dyer and a lot of other great speakers. And Norman Vincent Peale, he found after one of the events, and he said to Norman Vincent Peale, he says, Mr. Peale says, I like to do what you do. And Norman Vincent Peale said to him, son, it's possible. It's possible. You can do it. It's possible. Les Brown was living in an apartment, actually in an office building, because he was trying to start in his business. He was living out of his office. He was bathing in the bathroom. And he tells the story of how his drive and his motivation was to buy his mother a house. Long story short, now he's a multimillionaire, where he once was considered to be educable retarded. John DeLimmie used to bash his head on the sink to keep himself from going to school because he stuttered so bad. He couldn't say his name. They'd call him up to say something in school, and he would stutter so bad. Now he's a nationally renowned speaker and motivator. Why? Because he applied himself to overcome his challenge. He recognized the difference. He recognized the talent that's in him. And he recognized that in order for him to be great, that he's got to work hard at being great. My last point, and I'm closing. Recognize, grow, anointing, stay. Stay motivated. Stay inspired. Also do this. Stay around amazing people. Are you hearing me? Stay around who? Stay around amazing people. Here's my last point. Vision. Vision. David said this about Goliath. He says, you come to me with the sword, with the spear. I come to you in the name of the Lord. He says, I'm going to take your head clean off your body. And your body is going to be fed to the fowls of the air. This is what's going to happen. I got a clear picture of what I'm getting ready to do. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I got a clear picture of where I'm going, what I'm doing. A couple of months back, I started working on my vision board. Some of you might see me posting some things about a vision board. What did I start doing? I started cutting out pictures of things that I want to accomplish and do. Start cutting out things. I'm not even there. I'm not even close yet, Troy. But guess what? I know where I'm headed. I know where I'm going. Jesus made it clear about what he came to do. He says, I come to do my Father's will. He had a clear picture of where he was going. When you've got a clear picture and a vision for yourself, then all of a sudden things start to change about the way you think. Hear me on this. You recall the story of the Tower of Babel in the book of Genesis, where the people started building this huge tower that would reach until the heavens. And God looked down and says, and here's a scripture, I'm going to read it, in Genesis 11:6. He says, behold, the people is one, and they all have one language, and this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. God says this about a people, says that nothing is going to be able to stop them because they are imagining what they're going to do, and they're doing it. And when they get a hold of doing what they imagine to do, nothing can stop them. And the only thing that stopped them was God went down and confused their language so that they couldn't understand and communicate amongst each other. Otherwise, they would have done it. God himself said nothing would stop them, what they have imagined to do. Can I ask you this question? What are you imagining to do? What's your vision? What What do you see yourself doing? What do you imagine yourself doing? What clear picture do you have in your mind of you 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, even a week from now? What do you see yourself doing? And I'm going to take it even stronger than that. Let me say it like this. Who do you see yourself being 5 years from now? Who do you see yourself being? If you don't have a clear picture for yourself, then you're going to wander. You're going to start doing a whole lot of other things that's not going to equate to cultivating your gifts and your talents and your abilities. You're going to find yourself contributing to what Miles Monroe said is the richest place in the world, which is the graveyard. You were born to be amazing. You were born again to be amazing. You are not born here to be just a replica. You were born here to be original and unique and with the ability to be amazing. Don't take that to the grave. Are you hearing me? Don't take your amazement to the grave. As you heard Pastor say, die empty. Empty. That I'm giving all that I got to be the best that I can be and get God's grace and his anointing on me so that his light can shine through me so that people can recognize God in me, the amazing God in me. Why don't you stand to your feet? I'm done. I'm concluding. You were born to be amazing. The people looked at Paul after he shook off that snake. They thought that he would die. They thought he would fold. But they changed their mind. And now they looked at him as being some god. Like if he was from some other planet. Let me say this to you. Jesus said this. You read this in you when you get a chance. John chapter 17. He's praying for his disciples. And he says, Lord, Father, I pray that you don't take them out of this world. I'm not of this world. They're not of this world. Don't take them out, but just keep them from the evil one. When you have been born again, you have now stepped into a whole nother realm that you are now out of this world. You're not like the world. You're not supposed to live by the worldly principles. You're not supposed to live like the world lives. You're out of this world. You're supposed to be amazing. Don't settle for mediocrity. Don't settle, because here's what you're going to get. You're going to get what you settle for. Are you hearing me? You're going to get what you settle for. How many determined to be settled for amazing? I'm going to settle to be amazing. Not so that you can see me, but you can see the God in me. That's my goal. That's my vision. It's to be in a place where God is being glorified at a large scale. And many, many thousands and millions can look and see God in me. Let's pray. Gracious Father, I pray that your word came to stir, to motivate, to encourage, so that we don't go back to a place of comfort, to a place of being comfortable, that we don't go back to a place of being mediocre, but Lord, that we turn and say, I'm not going to go back to where I was. But I'm going to decide to go to the place of amazement. I want to go to the place where people's eyes bug and their eyes drop because they see something amazing in me. They hear amazement in me. They see my talents, my skills, my abilities, they see amazing. I pray, oh God, that you will stir us, that you will cultivate us, that you will bring us to that place. That you anoint us for your divine purpose and calling. And we honor you, Father, and we bless you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. 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 One of the things, and you can have your seats if you'd like. The song that God placed in my heart many years ago, penned it before I came to church. Came to church that night and sang it, taught the song real quick. And it's still